History, George Orwell, and classic science fiction movies all seem to teach that nothing unites people like a common enemy. Whether that's really true or just a common idea, it does seem to be helping drive a push in Congress for bipartisan action on China. Republican Michael McCaul is chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He opened its first hearing since Republicans took control of the House, under the title, Combating the Generational Challenge of Chinese Communist Party Aggression. He describes the U.S. and China as being locked in a struggle for the global balance of power.
There's no doubt that the growing aggression of the Chinese Communist Party poses a generational threat to the United States. From using a spy balloon to surveil some of America's most sensitive military sites, to their theft of upwards of $600 billion of American IP every year, much of which goes into their military, to their continued military aggression and expansion in the Indo-Pacific.
On the other side of the aisle is Gregory Meeks of New York, the ranking Democrat on the committee. He says the committee is at the center of U.S. competition with China because while other committees deal with the military and finance, foreign affairs deals with diplomacy.
The PRC and its policies clearly present the greatest geopolitical challenge that the United States faces today. And I want to thank Chairman McCaul for making this the very first hearing on the 118th Congress.
The committee heard testimony from several administration officials. Daniel Crittenbrink is Assistant Secretary of State for East Asian and Pacific Affairs. He told the committee that bipartisanship is critical.
The PRC represents our most consequential geopolitical challenge because it is the only competitor with both the intent and increasingly the economic, diplomatic, military, and technological capability to reshape the international order. The scale and scope of the challenge posed by the PRC as it becomes more repressive at home and more aggressive abroad will test American diplomacy like few issues we have seen.
The Foreign Affairs Committee hearing was one of a series of China-related events on Capitol Hill Tuesday. The House Science, Space, and Technology Committee also held a hearing on competition with China. The newly created House Select Committee on Strategic Competition between the U.S. and the Chinese Communist Party held its first hearing, featuring two former Trump national security advisors. And in the House Financial Services Committee, lawmakers approved a package of 10 bills, including the Protect Taiwan Act and the China Financial Threat Mitigation Act of 2023, all passing by either unanimous or overwhelmingly bipartisan margins. Republican Patrick McHenry of North Carolina is the chair of that committee.
The economic strength and vibrancy produced by our system of free market capitalism directly fuels America's military strength and cultural power. Whether it's through sanctions, export financing, international financial institutions, or our capital markets, all of which fall under this committee's jurisdiction. This committee will lead this Congress's economic agenda in response to China.
Though Democrats and Republicans both spoke of the need for bipartisanship, there were still some differences. Republicans were more critical of the Biden administration, for example. Another difference, at least a difference of emphasis, came in the financial services hearing. Democrat Maxine Waters of California is the ranking Democrat on that committee and the past chair under the previous Democratic majority.
Anti-Asian American violence has skyrocketed in the wake of COVID-19 pandemic, fueled significantly by former President Donald Trump's dangerous and xenophobic language, which we must hold the Chinese government accountable for its harmful actions. We have a responsibility to avoid language that stokes hatred and fuels xenophobia and violence against the Asian American community.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.